In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So, the audio is on. Good morning, everybody. Are you happy today? Super, super. I'm also very excited. It's the second time I was able to speak here. But I was born and raised in Dronten. And as I made a choice for the Lord, I was raised in this congregation. And I was provided with the tools to go farther with the Lord in my life. And I'm so happy with the Shekinah and everything that I was able to receive here. I received my milk here, the good examples, the encouragements. They taught me to praise the Lord, and to look at myself and look at the Lord and the Word. And I just received a lot from this congregation. I want to share with you the things that the Lord does in my life. And I also want to challenge you a little bit. But I made it as an encouragement. But what the Lord is doing in my life is fruit that started in this congregation. And we're going to read from the book. The book Amos. And if you have your Bible prepared, take out your Bible. It's the Old Testament. Now, if I've asked somebody, what is Amos about? Yeah, gonna. I'm going to talk about the courage that Amos had. Amos was a brave man. I want to talk to you about the history of Israel. So in Egypt they were enslaved. And in Moses they had their exodus through the desert. And under Joshua, they conquered the land Canaan. And there was a time that 350 years after Joshua, there was a period that there were the judges that God has bestowed. But the people asked for a king. Then you had King Saul, King David, and then came King Salomo. But after the life of Salomo, things turned to bad in Israel. The son of Salomo was rejected as king. There were 12 tribes, and 10 of those tribes rejected the son of Salomo, and they chose a different king, and only 2 tribes remained. And Israel is divided between the kingdoms Israel and Judea. So the 10 tribes were Israel and the 2 were Judea. And the first king of Israel was So you had Jeroboam, the first king of the 10 tribes that became the kingdom of Israel. He was a bad king. He raised 2 golden calves, and the one he set in the north of Israel, and the other one in the south. And he called them God. And from that day on, there were terrible times for Israel. It's just filled with evil kings. There's injustice and criminality. People are wrongdoing and they deceive God. And they are the people of the Lord, you know. And they knew what they had to do to receive a good full life of the Lord. And the Lord promised them, if you follow my ways, you always will be here in this land, this beautiful land, overflowing with milk and honey. But if you deceive me and leave my way, and you do what is bad, you will receive the bad things, and you will lose the land. And there will be enemies, and they will take you in exile. And under King Jeroboam, it was so bad. And, you know, the prophets expected to be very soon. But there were 20 years that has passed, 50 years. And there were still the bad doings, you know. Even 80 years of evil doing by the people of Israel. Kings killing each other. And the Lord seems to be silent. And in his compassion and his patience and his love for the people of Israel, the Lord waits and he waits. But the Israelites do not change. And they keep in this bad pattern. And then there's a new king, King Jeroboam the second of his name, that did terrible things. And we are 130 years later. And 12 evil kings. And there is an evil spirit in Israel. And when will God do something? You know, people will be persecuted and trampled. Even the corrupt judges. People were put in slavery for the price of a sandal. And the Lord begins to speak to a man in the house of Judea. It was Amos, a sheep raiser and a farmer. He was working on the field and the Lord began to speak. And you know, the Lord has something to say to Amos. And we can read it in Amos 7 from verse 1. This is what God... This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me. He was preparing swarms of locusts after the king's share has been harvested and just a second crop was coming up. When they had stripped the land clean, I cried out, Sovereign Lord, forgive. How can Jacob survive? He is so small. So the Lord relented. This will not happen, the Lord said. This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me. The Sovereign Lord was calling for judgment by fire. It dried up the great deep and devoured the land. Then I cried out, Sovereign Lord, I beg you, stop. How can Jacob survive? It is so small. So the Lord relented. This will not happen either, the Sovereign Lord said. This is what the Lord showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that was been built through plumb, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord asked me, what do you see, Amos? A plumb line, I replied. Then the Lord said, look, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. The high places of Isaac will be destroyed. And the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. And with my sword, I will rise against the house of Jeroboam. So Amos sees this or hears this from the Lord, has visions. What the Lord wants to do about this terrible situation and the injustice that keeps on prevailing in the people of Israel. And he wants to send locusts to take everything away and create a starvation. And Amos is praying, Lord, no, have mercy. And the Lord has mercy. And, you know, even then there was a fire that the Lord wanted to put on the people of Israel, a terrible drought. And Amos says, no, please not, Lord. And he's truly fearing for the people of Jacob, you know. And then the Lord chose it for a third time. He was at a plump or lead-lined wall with a heavy load. So in the original text, the Lord is there with a tool to measure the but people have turned away, you know, from the measurement. It will never be straight again. The Lord says, now it is enough. And after Amos prayed for the first and the second visions, and, you know, he was just... Judgment day has come for the people of Israel, and Amos accepted it, you know. You know, the people in Israel have to change. And from that day on, Amos makes a decision. He realizes himself that the people in Israel have to change. There will be a great judgment upon the people. And Amos decides something. He decides to go from Judea to Israel. So we have the chart of Europe. See Turkey, the Netherlands, and Israel in the square. And this is the time of Israel in the time of the kings. And then you see Israel and Judea. So Amos was in the black square, sheep herder, I guess. Now I had to go as a righteous man to the border of Israel to speak the word that the Lord gave him. And the words that Amos had for them were not good. You know, 90% of what he says is about judgment, and it's very heavy, you know, if you read it. And the people will lose their homes and be exiled, you know, and 40 years later that also happens. You can just imagine what Amos is telling. Was not received well by the people of Israel. And we read from verse 10. So the Lord tells Israel, find me and live, you know. It's 5:11. It's the time for to choose the way that brings life. And as Amos is speaking, then Amasha, the priest of Bethel, sent a message to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Amos is raising a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. The land cannot hear, bear all these words. For this is what Amos is saying. So Jeroboam told the king, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely go to exile, away from their native lands. So there was a great resistance against the word of Amos. But Amos said, I am a shepherd, but the Lord spoke to me and said, go to my people of Israel and prophesies. So, you know, you are a Belgian, and you get a message from the Lord for the Netherlands. So you travel to the Netherlands and you start preaching, but then you are shunned looked upon as a strange figure, and it had to be like this for Amos, you know, just a courageous man to share the word that the Lord gave him to foreigners. So we are now almost 3,000 years later, and we hear this tale in Dronten. What is it for us today? Well, different things, of course. And you know, we also received a message that we can share with people that don't live with the Lord. And we read from Marcus 16. He said to them, "Go into all of the world and preach the good news to all creation. Who believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe it will be condemned." You know, and the condemnation will come. And like Amos, we know it is coming, you know. People have to be prepared for this, you know, have to be... You know, and Amos was all about the judgment. But we can share about the God that has love for us. And we can tell about Jesus. We can tell them that people are welcome at the great wedding in the heaven that the Lord has bestowed for us. But we also need the courage to tell the people that don't live the Lord yet that they have to turn to the Lord. There is no other way. And if they don't, there will be a judgment for them too. And Amos was realizing himself, I have to speak now because soon it will be too late for the people of Israel. And Colossians 4, verse 5. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversations be always full of grace and seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer everyone, you know. And we have to be encouraged like Amos and go as he went. I'm going to take a little sip of water. I don't know how you experience this, if I'm sharing this with you. I believe this message with all of my heart. I believe there will be a judgment upon those who do not believe. And I believe that we as followers of Christ have to act upon this. And we all have the mission of peace. And we are called by the Lord to share this good message. The Lord picked us, you know, and told us, this is your task. I believe this with all of my heart, but it's not easy. I don't know how you experience this. It's sometimes a little difficult. You know, most people find it difficult to talk about the Lord and to spread the gospel. And I was struggling for years. But I don't know how to do this by myself. How can I share your gospel, Lord? And one of the things that encouraged me the most was the examples, where the examples that I received from looking upon the other holy men and holy women that went ahead of me. Often it's difficult. You are afraid. And you don't know how. But just look at the examples that other people have. You know, the theme of this year is to meet each other. And sometimes it's a one-time meeting or maybe more. How can you use this moment that you have with other people to share about what the Lord has done and how great the Lord is. I'm always carrying a little card. And on this card, it is written, there is somebody that thinks about you. And you know, and if I drink coffee, so I pay my coffee, and you know, I just give the card to the waitress. And sometimes they are happy, you know, and you know, it's just a card with a little Bible text on it, you know, from Isaiah. So I always receive positive reactions on this, you know. So people don't think it's strange. I never had an angry reaction. And of course, it's a little bit exciting. But it's just an example, of course. And I heard another example. If people come to your door, they come to your door. So I always have some gospel pamphlets next by my door. And everybody that comes to my house and rings my bell, receives some gospel. You know, doesn't matter who. I always share these pamphlets, and I try to talk to them about the Lord, you know. And I make a little joke from it, and I give them a little book about something I discovered. And I'm so happy about it. And I wish somebody told me sooner. I'm just going to give it to you. You can throw it away. But it really changed my life a lot, you know. So people get curious. You know, by doing these simple things, you can reach people. And you should be set free and sharing the gospel of the Lord. And God can use it, you know. Sometimes I think, what a strange dodo. But usually people think it's okay. And they say, I never get somebody something if I come to the door. And 2 months ago, the bell went. I thought, chaka! You know? It was somebody that tried to sell me some... Kozijnen, you know, it's like the things the windows are set in. It's just a salesperson. I said, maybe you want a folder, and I just say, oh, maybe you want something too, you know. It's about the meaning of life, and it's about Jesus, you know. I met Jesus in my life. My life changed a lot. I don't know how much you know about the Lord. Do you know a lot about him? So this guy just starts talking, you know. Yeah, I was raised Catholic. But I just decided it was all nonsense. But, you know, lately I'm just thinking about it more and more. And, you know, I heard testimonies of people that excited me. And he just said, you know, the Lord is looking for you, man. He said, do you have a Bible? And the guy said, maybe I have to buy one. And I just said, you know, maybe just somebody has to come and give me a Bible, you know. And I said, hey, there you were, at my door. Do you want a Bible? He said, yeah, man. Okay, there you have a Bible. So this guy was so happy, you know. Happy, happy, happy. Gave me five times. He shook my hand. You know, and I told him, you know, what do you know about the basic message that is in the Bible? So just sharing in the gospel, you know. And he said, do you understand it? I said, yeah, this is so important, you know. He said, can I pray for you? I asked him. So I just started praying for him. With the Bible in his hand, his new Bible, you know, and he was so happy, and I was so happy, and the Lord was so happy. But I also could just told him, no, I don't need your flyer, and goodbye, you know. No sale today. But you see how the Lord can use these simple things, you know, these simple preparations. And I also made, I have my own testimony book about my own life, you know. Another great example I received from people, a brother or a sister that I know, you know, that's how they do it. You know, but I shared hundreds of my personal testimonies, you know. So I have, I talked to my colleagues, you know, I have my own book. You want to read it? So then the colleagues read it, and I had just some wonderful talks. And maybe you think that is for me, you know. And everybody, I brought enough for the whole of the congregation. And Anke, my wife, we are Connect group leaders from young people in Amsterdam, Rotterdam. And we have Rob, a great guy, huge guy. He was a new age person. And one day he was praying to the Lord. Lord, if you are there, give me a sign. And then suddenly in his bicycle bag, he found the Bible. He said, whoa, now you got my attention. There was somebody that had the courage to put a Bible in somebody's bicycle bag. You know? He came to faith, and he's ignited, you know, by the Lord. Spreading the gospel, becoming a true evangelist. You know, a good friend of him received the gospel. And you know, the guy that did this, that put the Bible in the bicycle bag, has no idea what happened to this man. And Rob is has a nice talk, you know. And prayed a lot for his colleague, atheist. And one day, this colleague told him, he felt the urge to take the most right gate from the NS. And you know, there was just the Bible. And this guy just took the Bible, you know. And he said, Rob, you know, the Lord spoke to me, and God is real, and I have to, you know, the special thing is, it was the same Bible. There's some guy in Rotterdam that just puts Bibles down in faith. I have no things about fruits that he is bearing, but people are coming to faith, you know, hallelujah, through this man. And what you saw, you shall reap. And if you saw a lot, if you share a lot from the Lord, what will happen? Lots of fruit. And if you sow a little, there will be a less harvest, you know. And if you don't sow at all, so I made a decision, you know, even if it is difficult, I want to spread from the gospel, share the words that the Lord gave me, and just do it, you know, And I have a special day, June 14, 2003, is the day that I gave my life to the Lord. So it's just a celebration, a celebratory old day. So maybe this is a chance for me, you know, to, I can, you know, just buy everybody cake on my job, you know. So I baked cake, and I was very nervous, you know, because it's a little bit strange, you know. And I was working on the ministry for the government, and I said I took something nice as a treat at my work. I was very nervous, of course, with the colleagues. But they liked it. And you know why I did? I said... So... on this day, the most beautiful thing happened in my life. The Lord came in my life. And I'm so happy about it. I just want to share it with you all. And they said, okay, okay. Lekker appelbollen. But maybe I think I'm a little bit goofy. You know, but other colleagues responded, this is nice. Tell me more. That was 20 years ago, the Lord came in my life. I raised the flag, you know. Raised the flag with my wife. And then I asked my neighbors came and they asked, you know, why is your flag up? And it was just able to share about the true king of my life, you know, with my neighbors. You know, and then we can soar like this, you know. People, of course, maybe think I'm a little bit strange, but they also found Amos a little bit strange. Now you can pray for this. You can ask, Lord, give me a chance to spread the gospel everywhere I go. And I heard about an elder woman in a nursing home that said you can always pray. If people are sick. So she just started praying for the people. And she just went, can I, from door to door and ask, you know, can I pray for your ailments? And you know, good things happened, you know. And I want to be like her, you know. If I'm 80 or 85, still strong in the Lord, praying for the sick. And I have one more special story. A while back in November or September or October, we went out for dinner. Me and my wife, we had a little baby, so it was a long time ago. We went to a pizzeria. And I just thought the hostess will get a pamphlet of mine, of course. And we talked a little bit about her. And he said, gave her a little book. And they said, has somebody told you that the Lord loves you and he has a plan with your life? So the people, she just said, hey, what do you say? So we told it again. You know, she just said, no, nobody ever told me about the plan that the Lord had with my life, has with my life. And she said, I just get goosebumps, you know. Maybe the Lord, you don't know the Lord, but the Lord knows you. And she was very moved. I said, this is just so special. 2 weeks ago, I had a dream. And in that dream, there was a woman that told me in my dream, you know, there will be someone that going to talk to you about the Lord, you know. And now this happens, you know, and it happened. Hallelujah! This is very special. And even in that dream, you know, even in the dream, I had there was a dream of. She apparently dreamed of the guy that's speaking, that she saw him on a picture. You know, that's just so special. And Jesus is just so special, you know. He's the Son of God. And he paid the price, you know, so we all can come back. And I was able to pray for this hostess. This waitress. You know, I just did it. Because I just do it, you know, stuff like this. I had no special urge to spread the gospel or whatever. But I just did it, you know. Because I had a chance. And God also worked on this, prepared this for weeks. You know, as we step out, Jesus steps in. You know, if we reach out to somebody. We give the Lord the ability to touch somebody's heart. But it takes courage from us. It is, of course, exciting. We have to be courageous. And we have to dare to be different. Of course, the Bible says we are not of this world. We are strangers and citizens of a different realm. You know, we are different. We have to love the Lord. And it's for everybody, you know. And my question to you is, do you dare to be difficult, to be a little strange? Strange for the world? And there will be a judgment. A judgment in the world. The time will come. We know it, like Amos know it. Now we can still reach people with the good gospel. That is the love of Jesus Christ. And soon, it will be too late. And if you are moved, you know, if you are touched by what I told you, I have a good tip. You can read this book. You can preach. You can learn to spread the gospel. Now it's filled with tips. And it's just so useful. And I have, of course, some flyers and stuff like that. But I want to read from Hebrews 10. And let us consider how we may spur one each other on towards love and good deeds. So let's encourage each other, you know, that we will do good deeds. And, you know, maybe your way of sharing the love of the Lord is different than my way. But let's encourage each other to spread the good word of the God that saved our life. And let us all stand and pray. And if you want, you can, of course, pray. But maybe you never learned about the Lord. And maybe you heard me. And you realize that there is a moment we all will be in front of the Lord. And maybe you are not sure about your redemption. It is time is now. God loves you. He has a plan with your life. He gives you a hope. He encourages you to go his way. And we are in a evil world. And there is much suffering. And there is a distance between the world and the Lord. But the Lord loves us so much. He never gave up on us. There's always a way back to the Lord. Maybe you don't feel like you are not good enough. God's love is for you. And he reaches out his hand towards you. And Jesus already paid the price. The only thing that you have to do is say yes to the Lord. You have to say to the Lord, be my Savior. I want to follow you, Lord. Even if I fall, I want to follow you, Lord. And there will be a time we will be fond of the Lord. It will be a time of judgment. But if you follow the Lord, the promise is eternal life, forgiveness, and a hopeful future. You do not have to be afraid of death. You know, I just want to ask you, say yes to the Lord. Let us all pray. And of course, we can have a little music. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, that we can be all here together, that we can have been able to read from your word, Lord, and to discover how good you are, how merciful you are, how much patience you have with us, Lord. And if we are like the people of Israel, Lord, then we are not doing okay. And you just wait, Lord, because you love us so much. You don't pursue us, Lord. In your love, Lord, you shout out towards us. You ask us, do you want to be my child? I have a better plan with your life. And if you are here today, and you experience, this is for me. I have to make a decision. God is calling me. I want to ask you, say yes to the Lord. You know, just if you want this, raise your hand. And I just want to say, today I choose for the Lord, you know. And the Lord chose for you. He is not afraid of you. He's not ashamed of you. And now is the time. Today could be your last. And let us pray. And if it's for you, and you say, I want to follow the Lord, and be serious with the Lord, I choose today, I want to follow the Lord. Jesus will be my Savior. I will raise you. And I saw your hand. And I choose today. I want to follow the Lord. I want to follow the Lord. And I know. And if you do not know about, if you are certain between the Lord and yourself, follow the Lord, you know, with all of your heart. He's worth it. He's worthy of your faith and your trust. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if you have raised your hand, please come forward. You know, it is exciting. You know, this is the moment that you say, I want it to be all right between the Lord and in my life. I want to be straight in the front of the Lord. I want to ask you all to pray for these people in this moment. Maybe you can pray for them, you know, if you want, from the Lord Jesus, here I am. My life is yours, Lord. Today I make the decision to no longer follow my own way. I want to follow you, Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for our sins. And I believe that you have been resurrected from the dead. And I trust you, Lord, that you will guide me, Lord. I leave my past behind me, Lord. And I make a new decision for you, Lord. And it is my decision to make a new life with you, Lord. Guide me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I don't want to look back, Lord, to the things that went wrong. I want to look upon you, Lord. Oh, please, Lord, accept me as your child. Forgive me, Lord, and guide me, Lord. And Father, I ask you, put the name of Jesus over these people. It will be a new name, a new moment, a time of revelation. And I ask that you pray, and that you fill these people with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and that you comfort them, Lord, in the things that went wrong in their lives. Yes, Lord. And you are looking out for them, Lord, as you were for the lost son, Lord, that you received back into your arms, Lord. And the Lord has a good life for you. This is a new day. And today I will lead you. And I pray you, Lord, that you fill these people with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give these people an applause.